Crossroads Podcast. Morning, Crossroads. This is your host, Stephen Kilfoyle, bringing you the latest news and announcements here in Crossroads and around the world this March 25th of 2024. We are reaching out to you for some feedback, so please either call me directly at 469-230-5956 or email the show at crossroadspodcast2023@gmail.com. And let us know what you would like to hear about on this podcast. I promise to not only air your requests, but have questions answered as well. We try to schedule our guests according to their availability. Presently, we're working on a program that will allow the listening pleasure of days gone by of radio plays. As soon as we get our first play up and running, we will announce the dates and subsequent future radio plays that will be aired. The decision was based on a meeting we held regarding offering more forms of entertainment, thus giving Crossroads Podcasts even more value outside just local news, national, and interviews. For local news in our area, if you haven't been out to the park lately, then you really need to drive or walk over. The chainsaw artist Kevin Roach has done an amazing job taking a dead oak tree and turning it into an amazing work of art featuring local woodland creatures. Thank you, Kevin, for such beautiful work. The town will treasure it for years to come. As you may be aware, Maddie and I have been participating in the Little Elm Fire Department Citizens Fire Academy. This has been an amazing experience, one that we highly recommend to anyone who is interested in seeing firsthand what those brave men and women do for us to keep us safe. They are a great bunch of people to hang out with and a lot of fun and laughs. Next time you see one of the men or women in Walmart or any store, give them a big hug or a handshake and thank them for their service. We are pleased to be a part of this and look forward to participating in more programs offered by Little Elm and Crossroads. We will keep you informed as the classes progress. I encourage all of you listeners out there to get involved with the community, enroll in these classes when they are offered. For more information for the Fire Academy, go to littleelm.org/990/citizens-fire-academy. Don't forget, this Saturday, March 23rd, 2024, from 9 a.m. till 12 noon, the Extravaganza at North Rocks Church at 8690 Liberty Road, just past Five Gear Automotive off of Highway 377 on the right. Take your family out for a day of fun with egg hunts, cookie walks, carnival games, face painting, and bounce houses. And don't forget to thank our gracious host, Pastor Castellanos, for holding this wonderful event for Crossroads. All Crossroads town meetings will resume starting Tuesday, April 2nd at 7 p.m. with planning and zoning, Wednesday, April 3rd at 6 p.m. with Parks and Recreation Board. Be sure to check out the town website for updates on meeting times and locations at www.crossroadstx.gov. After a hard day's work, head on over to the Brass Tap here in Crossroads for a cold brew and some tasty treats. on Wednesday, March 27th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., try your skills at Music Bingo. Play in teams or by yourself. Then on Thursday, March 28th, sharpen your skills at Trivia with Trivia Night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Again, with teams or by yourself. On Saturday, March 30th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., come on out and enjoy some live music by local artists. Up in Pilot Point, Jemerson is hosting the Coffee House Sessions on Tuesday, March 26th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Come on out and bring your jams. For some news on the national front, reporter Caden Pearson brings us Appeals Court Reinstates Hold on Texas Immigration Law, March 20th, 2024. Now, I am all for anyone who wants to come to the land of opportunity. Heck, I myself am just a third-generation American of Irish and Prussian descent. I even brought my beautiful wife here, who is a proud citizen of the United States of America, from Romania. However, I will not stand back silently while the corrupt politicians in D.C. stand by idle and allow a huge wave of God only knows who just to overflow our country with criminals. Now, not all of them are criminals, but don't kid yourself. I bet more than half of them are. The worst part is they all hate America and they want to bring us to our knees and break us. We cannot allow this to happen. Thankfully, we have a governor with some big ones who stands up to Sleepy Joe and pretty much short of giving him the finger, let's go, Brandon, tells them that as Texans, we will not allow our state to be overran with a bunch of criminals. Here is Caden's take on all of this. A federal appeals court issued an order late on Tuesday that reinstates a hold blocking Texas from enforcing a law that enables local law enforcement to arrest suspected illegal immigrants. This decision came from a three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, voting 2-1 to overturn a previous ruling made by another panel of the same court that granted an administrative stay of the law's implementation. The prior 5th Circuit ruling had temporarily halted an injunction from a federal district court judge in Austin who had blocked Texas from implementing the law. The Austin judge's rationale was that such a law might pave the way for other states to enact their own immigration legislation. Following the Tuesday night order, the 5th Circuit will now hear arguments on whether to stay the preliminary injunction pending appeal on Wednesday, according to the order. A majority of the panel has concluded that the administrative stay entered by a motions panel on March 2nd, 2024, should be lifted, reads the unsigned order by the court. Circuit Judge Andrew Oldham dissented from the majority opinion on Tuesday, advocating for the law to remain enforceable. He wrote in his dissenting opinion, "I would leave the stay in place pending tomorrow's oral argument on the question." This came hours after the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority rejected an emergency request from the Biden administration to review the administrative stay ordered by the 5th Circuit's prior panel. The Department of Justice argued that the law is clear, violation of the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, and that states do not have the power to enforce immigration laws. The law, it argued, would cause chaos in immigration law. In a win for Texas, the Supreme Court issued an order earlier Tuesday that effectively enabled the law, known as SB 4, to be enforced while lower courts deliberated. The Supreme Court did not provide any reasons for the decision in its order, as is typical in emergency appeals. The decision passed on the appeals court, and they issued a ruling on Tuesday evening. Justices Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh filed concurring opinions. Justice Barrett wrote that the high court has never reviewed the decision of a court of appeals to enter or not enter an administrative stay. She added that an administrative stay is meant to be a short-lived prelude to the main event, which is a ruling on the motion for a stay pending appeal. Justice Barrett also opined that it is unwise to invite emergency litigation in this court about whether a court of appeals abused its discretion at this preliminary step. The Supreme Court's three Democrat-appointed justices, Elena Kagan, Ketanji Brown Jackson, and Sonia Sotomayor, raised concerns over the law in their dissenting opinions. Justice Sotomayor said the order invites further chaos and crisis in immigration enforcement. Really? You think? In the meantime, they just keep pouring in. Okay. Well, she also wrote that the law upends the federal-state balance of power that has existed for over a century, in which national government has had exclusive authority over entry and removal of non-citizens. In December, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed SB 4 into law after it was approved by the Republican-controlled state legislature. Yes, go Governor Greg. SB 4 allows local and state police to take into custody individuals who have entered the U.S. illegally from Mexico and imposes criminal penalties on them. The law also grants state judges the authority to order the deportation of illegal immigrants. Yes, send their asses back home. On Tuesday, Mexico's government, this is the guy south of our border sending all these bullshit bastards across our border, that it would be not accept the return of illegal immigrants to Texas, to its territory under any circumstances. So what are we going to do with them? Shoot them? I don't know, man. I think they need to go back. Deportations of individuals who are not Mexican citizens are not required to be accepted by Mexico. So what the hell do you do with them? Throw them off back in the ocean or what? I don't know, but we better come up with something quick. And Mexico, damn you, you better start taking them back and stop sending them across our borders, because we're sick and tired of it, and we're going to put our foot down. And when Texas decides to put its foot down, they say don't mess with Texas for a very good reason. Guys, you remember the Alamo? We kicked your ass then. We'll do it again. So we got to put a halt to this. Everybody stand firm behind our governor, and let's make Texas a safe place again, and let's turn off the spigot coming into our state. I think that's only the right thing to do. Now, we had a grand old time over spring break. We went to Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida, and had a grand old time playing with Harry Potter over there at Hogwarts and Hogsmeade. Folks, I highly recommend that as a vacation. It is one that you will not likely forget. A piece of advice, though. Make sure you take some really good supportive tennis shoes with you, because you will be doing a great deal of walking. Definitely count on getting your 10,000 steps in each day you go to that park, and then some. I think we probably hit 20,000 a day. Anyway, it was fun. It was a blast. I highly recommend the ride with the Hagrid's motorcycle. My wife was thinking it was a small kiddie coaster, and it turned out to be a pretty hardcore coaster, but at least it didn't flip us upside down. But I'll admit it was pretty good. Left my stomach up at the top, but we enjoyed it very much. The castle was amazing. The ride through there, you feel like you are literally on a broom flying right behind Harry. So, it's great. The whole park is fantastic. Lots of good food, good fun. Universal Studios Orlando, definitely do it. Oh, and also, by the way, when you go there, make sure you just go ahead and buy yourself that 4-day park pass. You're going to want to do that. That allows you to travel in and around any of all in all the parks. So you want to make sure to grab that before you go and get that taken care of. Also, Orlando has a really nice trolley system. So if you want to just get around within sight of the area, highly recommend that. $12, you get you a day pass. You can't hardly beat that. And of course you have Uber and there's Lyft and taxis. Or if you want to jam up and drive over instead of fly, knock yourself out. Make a stop over at Vicksburg, Mississippi before you come through into Florida. It's a nice drive. It's beautiful. But we highly recommend it. We did a vacation stint at Disney World back in 2016 and had a fun time with that. And I'd always wanted to go back to Universal Studio ever since they built that. And now they've actually built an extension of that. They've got a new park that's under construction, set to be done, you know, probably in the next year or two. And the focus on the Harry Potter will be the Minister of Magic. So they've got Hogsmeade, Hogwarts, Diagon Alley. Now they're going to have the Ministry of Magic. What more could you ask for? It's just a kid's dream come true. Also, another show that we highly recommend that you go see, if it's still showing at that time, is the Bourne Identity show. Man, that was an amazing three-dimensional and live person on stage show with gunshots and car chases and motorcycle chases. Very much highly recommended to go see that and make a stop over there, run through the town. You'll run into Marilyn Monroe, Scooby-Doo and the gang. You'll see Transformers come out and you can play with them. It's just, I mean, it's for kids, but it's for us big kids too. You will not be disappointed. It is definitely a fun thing to do. Well, now, I do want to hear back from you, so please, I encourage you to give me a call, 469-230-5956, or email me, crossroadspodcast2023@gmail.com. We have an up-and-coming event that I'll be going to. I'll be recording there live and broadcasting it the following Monday on around April 15th. But in the meantime, I'm trying to schedule some interviews with Commissioner Williams and get some other politicians on the show. Try to get Chief Short back on here for an update with the Crossroads Police Department. And other fun stuff. And we're working on getting a radio play show going for the podcast to go out and have some fun besides just listening to a bunch of news and announcements all the time. And wanted to mix it up. So just give me a call, 469-230-5956, or drop me an email, crossroadspodcast2023@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. Let me know what you want to hear about. Let me know what you would like to have on Crossroads Podcast. Until next week, we'll see you at the top.
Crossroads Podcast.